Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, the 33rd annual Simsbury Fly-In Car Show and Food Truck Festival takes place this Sunday at Simsbury Airport. It's one of the most popular events of its kind. And Bill Thomas is a member of the board of directors of the Simsbury Fly-In Club. Bill, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. What makes this different than other shows of its type, in your opinion?
I don't know of another show that's anything like this. We have...
okay, well, that would be a good reason.
That works.
We have 150 exhibiting businesses, that everything from craftspeople selling things that they made, to toys, to T-shirts, to... Yeah. Ham radio operators, people that raise Greyhounds, the VFW.
Good God.
And lots more. And all this is built around a display of about 750
what?
Airplanes and cars.
Wow.
And this year, 25 food trucks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I was looking at the variety there, Bill. And, you know, you're having everything. I mean, I've never heard of.
Well, start with breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bad pun, but soup to nuts. I mean, it really is.
It is a bad pun, but it's well said. Said. Yeah, we don't care. We're into bad puns. Obviously, you've had great success since the show is going on its 33rd year. When you look at one year to the next, what do you think is the biggest change that the board of directors has made to make this event even better than it's been in the past?
We always try to update some of our activities. This year, we are bringing back LifeStar, the helicopter, but we're adding the Command K-Max heavy lift helicopter.
Ooh,
the
wow.
I like the K-Max.
We're going to have two live bands. Typically, we've had one. We're going to do North American AT-6 training plane rides, and we'll have two helicopters giving rides this year.
Oh.
So we just try to change something or other every year, add some things, take away some things, so that it's never the same twice.
If you ever watch a show called Air Disasters, which is on, I think, Discovery or National Geographic anyway, you're going to have some of the NTSB aircraft accident investigators, and you watch the work these guys do. It's tedious, it's tiresome, but they often find the answer, Bill.
Yeah, they do. That comes, Ray, as part of a seminar presentation. We actually put on five seminars that are free of charge to the folks that are on the grounds. And interesting, the NTSB thing is a married couple. They both work for the NTSB, and they're going to be talking about what the NTSB does, and they're going to give some examples of actual accident investigations that they've participated in. They did, for example, the JFK Jr., crash investigation that happened off Nantucket here years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
well, we've talked about two-thirds of what makes this a special event. We've talked about the fly-in.
Yeah.
We've talked about the food truck.
Check.
But we haven't talked about the car show, and this is one of the biggest car shows in New England, correct?
We think so, and actually it's more than a car show. It's a vehicle show, if I could use that term.
Okay.
Almost anything on wheels. We get trucks, we get fire engines, ambulances. Last year somebody bought a restored city bus, believe it or not. So it really is a three-ring circus on the car show side. It's a great show.
And the fact that you get so many people to come in, I mean, do a lot of shows like this have a car element to it, Bill, or is this something unique?
I won't say it's unique. But it's pretty unusual. Typically, of course, you'll get just a straight car show.
Right.
Or you'll get a car show that's limited to vehicles of a certain age or a certain brand. Same thing, by the way, is true on the airplane side. We'll get airplanes that are very old ones, very new ones. We have some new airplane dealers, for example, that come.
God.
A lot of home-built airplanes. We'll have helicopters that people have individual ownership of, and they'll bring those in. So just a lot to see, and you can see them up close. You can talk to the owners. You can look inside. Cool. Something you don't typically get to do if you are getting on an airliner, just a big aluminum tube.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody was making like a two-seater. I think it was a two-seater jet. Are those still around? Are they happening at all? I took a ride in one once. I just
you're probably talking about an airplane called a BED, which is BEDE-5, and okay. Like a little bumblebee thing. They're a homemade.
Airplane,
believe it or not.
I didn't know that. Whoops. Yeah. And also, if you're into remote control, in fact, if you go on Nod Road there in Avon, you'll find there's a place where you can fly remote control planes. And I guess you're going to have a demonstration of that, too.
Yeah, we do. We actually closed the airport down to arriving air traffic over the noon hour, and that's one of the things that goes on. We'll also, during that time slot, have a gyrocopter or gyroplane, which most people have never seen. It looks like a helicopter because it has a rotor that rotates overhead, but it's actually pushed forward by a regular airplane engine and propeller, and that's what gives it speed, and that spins the rotor, and it flies away. It's something unusual to see.
By the way, this is for charity, is it not?
It's for us.
Okay, but I thought Boy Scouts or something involved.
Yeah, we are... unusual airport because we're all volunteers. We're a nonprofit, and this is how we raise the money to keep the airport going.
Okay. Parking is $10, and that benefits.
Oh, that's it. Okay,
the Boy Scouts. It begins at 8 o'clock with breakfast at the food trucks. It goes until the food truck festival ends at 5. The airport located at 94 Wilcott Road in Simsbury, and it says you can find directions using GPS. So, sounds like a great day. Weather's supposed to hold off. Bill, thanks for the time. Good luck. Have another great show this year.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
It's all happening on September 22nd,
Sunday.
There's
a lot
Sunday.
Going on it with that
really
thing.
It's amazing. If you want more information,
head
you can go
spin.
To... you can, seriously, I looked into it. The food trucks alone are worth going.
Yeah.
SimsburyFlyIn.com. That's SimsburyFlyIn.com. And everything that you need to know is there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.